Hi everyone, welcome to Words of Wisdom with Apostle Glenn Munama. We are excited to have you on our podcast, and we know you will be blessed, convicted, and strengthened by this week's podcast episode. Don't forget that a new episode is posted every Wednesday at 7 p.m. South African Standard Time. Before you get into it, please don't forget to follow us on social media. Our Facebook page is The Synagogues JWC. Our Instagram is thesynagogues.jwc. And last but not least, our YouTube page is Ida TV. We also would love to hear back from you, so we have set up a Discord channel for you all. Feel free to check out the podcast description for the link. We also have a few announcements. The Synagogues JWC is building. Our goal is to have the funding to start phase one of the auditorium by 2025. To give towards the project, you can use our PayPal, PayMe link, or via bank transfer. Banking details and PayPal link can be found in the podcast description. Let us build the house of the Lord. Enjoy.
We also welcome our viewers online and all those that are joining us from all over the world. Hallelujah. Yes, God loves you. You know, somebody needs to hear that God loves them. You need to hear that. Amen. There isn't much love in the world going on these days. Say anybody, there isn't much love going around. This world has become very cold, isn't it? So somebody needs to know there is somebody who loves them. And who's that person? Hallelujah! Glory to Jesus. You may be seated. God bless you. Yesterday I spoke on this subject, and there's been this urge to continue on this subject, this prompting from all directions to continue on this. Amen. Do you love Jesus Christ? I spoke on this perhaps from a different angle in the past, but you know, I believe that this is the message for the season. Oh, you're not hearing me. The message for the season. Amen. Are you hearing me? Yes. The message for what? For the season. Be a game changer. Look at your neighbor, be a game changer. Put it the other way around. Do not leave this world the same way you found it. Make a difference in the world. Now, that's why you have your own identity. You are different. You're unique. And there's a role that you're here to play. Well, I don't know what you have been through that said to you, you are nothing, but I'm here to tell you that that's a lie. I say that's a lie. Yeah. Whether you are handicapped, disadvantaged, sick, old, whatever you are, often, no. As long as you are here in this world, possibilities are limitless. It's up to you to choose whichever you want to do. There's nothing that can incapacitate you beyond your potential. Nothing. What God has given you to do, it shall come to pass. That's the potential that you have. Nothing can limit you beyond that. Hallelujah. Do you understand what I'm telling you? God has given us these things to explore, to exhibit, to become exactly what God has created us to be. Amen? Say, neighbor, you have got a potential to be great. And nothing in this world will limit you. That which God has placed in your life shall manifest fully. Amen. Let's clap hands for Jesus Christ. Amen. So be a game changer. Say, be a game changer. Our portion of scripture is from, main portion is from Jeremiah 1 verse 5. We'll build it from there. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 1 verse 5 says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Jeremiah 1 verse 5. Some of you are still looking for it. So anybody's in the Old Testament. Jeremiah what? 1:5. It says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctify you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. I really pray that you will hear this message differently this morning. Amen. Father, I pray that the anointing is upon my lips. I pray that I'm emptied of all of myself, and I am a vessel clean to be used this morning, I pray, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Before I formed you, I knew you. What does it mean? It means you were before you became. You were before you became. Are you the right people I have to be speaking to this morning? Oh, it's too cold this morning. Tell your neighbor, before you became, you were. God says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. It means that your formation was preceded by something else. Meaning, before that egg met before that collision that created a miracle called you, there was something. Is it making sense here? Because that something had a meeting with God and there were some discussions. No, it is there in your word. There was a meeting before the egg met this accident. Are you here? Look at your son. Are you listening? Before the egg met this accident, you were, and there was a meeting. And this meeting between this and God said, you are being ordained to be something. Hello? You are being ordained to be something before the accident. And this meeting took place, and God says, I ordained you, I put in you what is necessary for what you will become. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. So you were a prophet before you came into your mother's womb. When your mother was still a teenager, you were a prophet. I'm going to preach somewhere else now. When your mother was in grade one, you were a prophet. Oh, no, no. Somebody's not hearing what I'm saying here. My question is, why then everything is centered around the circumstances of our birth? Why then your birth is everything? Let me tell you this. Purpose will always precede the product. Purpose precedes product. In other words, before anything is made, there must be a need for that thing to exist. There must be a demand. So there was a need. There was a need for you to be born before you were born, before you even an idea. There was a need for you to be here. Hey, am I talking to somebody here? So that need is bigger than you. So God looked at the need and said, And he looked around heaven and he saw you. He said, come here. You see, in the world, there is a need for a prophet. I'm going to make one and send down there. And he looked around, he saw a woman called Hannah praying. And he said, where else could I put this one except in Hannah? Somebody's not hearing this. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Say neighbor. Purpose precedes the product. Hallelujah. Let's repeat again. Product. Hallelujah. After the meeting, then came the packaging and the presentation. Now that we have the purpose, how do we package the product, which is you? How do we package this prophet? You know, you look at all of you, your lives are not the same. I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing. You can come from the same womb, but you're... Are you hearing me? It is the packaging. It tells you one thing, that this thing started even before you came into that body. What is happening in your life is aligning with the purposes, which is greater purposes. That meeting that God had with you before you became. Now, I don't want to lose anybody. Hallelujah. Are you here? Amen. Are you here? Amen. In Psalms 139, verse 16. Psalm what? 139, verse It says, your eyes saw my unformed body. Now listen to me. Your eyes saw my unformed body. You looked at me. Now, when I was looking like nothing. Unformed means there is no form. Amen? It does not look like anything. It's just a substance. It says, your body saw what? My unformed substance is just, there's no shape, nothing. In other words, like a clay or anything in the potter's hand. This thing had no shape. Now God looked at these and said, and he already had the purpose. So it's showing you the next stage of what was happening. Remember, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. So it's emphasizing on a meeting, not on the formation. And Psalms focus on the formation. On the product. He says, you saw my unformed substance, which had not looked like anything. And you began to shape it according to the purpose. When you read Ephesians 2, verse 10, Ephesians 2, verse 10, it says, Ephesians 2, verse 10, have you got it?
For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
Now listen. When it says, for we are God's handiwork, or for we are his workmanship, we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. That workmanship is it's a product. Say neighbor, product. Created, meaning it was made. So this is a product that was made in Christ Jesus Christ. Made. You know, made means, I mean, created means made, which means woven, like something that you weave. Hallelujah. You see, weaving. You know, you thread things together and you make a pattern. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's weaving. Like when you're weaving a fabric and have you seen the carefulness and the expertise that is necessary? To come up with that beautiful garment, different colors. You see all these threads going different directions. You say, wow. So that's how you were woven. Oh, you don't hear what I'm telling you. It was very much precise to bring out of that work the person called you. Look here. God took time. You are not a product of mass production. Say, neighbor, you're not like cookies. You put in the oven, you give it 30 minutes, and you pull them. There are 50 of them. Am I talking to somebody here? Say, neighbor, stop listening to these stories that you are useless. Hey, God took time. No, talk to the other neighbor. That one is not serious. Say, neighbor, God took time off his busy schedule. Do you know God is a busy, busy person managing the universe? Do you know how big is the universe? He took time off that to make you. And he didn't just say, okay, let there be a man. He made him. And look at the product. Look at the product. You are amazing. You are a miracle. You are amazing. I say you are amazing. You are a miracle. Look at you. Seneba, just take a look at me, please. Don't be jealous. Just look at me. Just stand up and begin to say. Stand up. Show your neighbor. Look, say, look at them. Look at what came out of that process. Look at it. Look at the results of that process. Woo, Jesus. And the results. Say, no, but this is Makoya. This is not some fake stuff. It's not some Hong Kong. This is Makoya. Real stuff. It's not a copy or anything. There's no one like you. Hallelujah. Oh, don't believe these things people talk about and so on. No, you are special. I say you are special. Whatever has happened to you does not change anything. I say, whatever has happened to you does not change anything. It does not nullify the work of God in your life. Hallelujah. You know, some people think they can just discard the whole afternoon, God's work, what do you call it? Okay, he took the whole afternoon to make you. That's what I wanted to say. The whole afternoon, huh? It's the afternoon work, eh? He took what? The whole afternoon to make you. People think they can just discard you like that. Ooh, Jesus. You may have made many mistakes, but it does not nullify that you are special. Hallelujah. I know you've got a list of them. But hey, nothing changes the miracle of your creation. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at the neighbor. Say, I was woven with so much detail. Look at me. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we are God's product. Say, I'm God's product. Mate. Woven. In Christ Jesus. For what? For good works. What is this good works? That's the purpose. For the things that you have been made, there you have been accurately created. Meaning you can't say, I can't do it. For the things that you were made for, how many of you have bought a dishwasher that can't wash any dish? No, I'm talking to wrong people. How many of you have bought a dishwasher that can't wash any dish? Or a cell phone that can't make any call? No. You expect when you take the phone, at least it must make a call. Even the most useless phones should make calls. The moment it stops making calls, now it's stopped being a phone. Are you hearing me? Look at you, never. I can do things that God has created me to do. All of them. Now listen, I'm going to give you this illustration that I want you to understand. By so doing, I want you to understand what this is all about. Hallelujah. And I'm using a simple illustration of a soccer team. Amen? Say, a soccer team. Now, a soccer team has got a coach, isn't it? It's got a coach. And you'll find that as the game continues, you know, he's analyzing and he's looking at it and he's making his own impression about what is happening as a coach. Are you hearing me? And alongside the coach on the bench, there are other players. Say, number, there are other players.
So the coach is analyzing the game and it's not happy. You see a coach unhappy because this game is not going according to plans. This thing is not going to what? It's not going according to what? It's not going according to plan. Hallelujah. It's not going according to what? According to plans. Hallelujah. Do you understand that? It's not going according to what? The way this thing was planned. And then the coach will turn to the substitutes and say, you, come here. So he will have a meeting with the substitute. And say to the substitute, you see the way the game is going. I don't like it. Like God looking at the world and he does not like what is happening in the world. And he has a meeting with you and say, I need a prophet down there. Are you not hearing me? He said, I need a prophet down there. And he calls the spirit of Jeremiah, who is not yet formed. And I say, I need a prophet to change the game. The way things are going on in the world, I need a substitute. Oh, you're not hearing what I'm telling you. So the coach calls one player and says, come here. You see that middle fielder? He's not playing according to the plan. He's keeping the ball too much. He's playing to the crowd. He's just excited. He stands on the ball. He does all nice things. And everybody says, yeah! The crowd is excited. But the coach is not happy because he wants the goals. He's not interested in entertainment. He wants the goals. But in the world, people want entertainment. They want entertainment. God is interested in the goals. He has got a purpose. He wants this, to see this world go somewhere. But people are having a nice time. Oh, what a plan. Look at this guy. Oh, look at the way he passed. Look at that. But where are the goals? Where are the goals? Yesterday, you know, the entire week, my son went for a soccer tour. And so when he came back yesterday, I asked him how it was. He said, my team sucks. I just said, and I said, what? He says, my team sucks. And I said, what do you mean? He says, they're just playing with chances. They were just playing with chances. We could have won. They were just playing with chances. And this teaching came alive. There are a lot of people playing with chances in the world. They are given opportunities. I always say, know the reasons for your blessings. You know, when he weaves you, you know what he's weaving into you? He's weaving potential. Graces. Graces for monies. Graces for talents. Gifts. Academics. He's making you unique. He's giving you those things. He's weaving into your character and your fiber and putting all these things. And you know what you do? When you come into this world, and like the coach who would then put you inside, and you just waste chances. And he says to you, I want you to go in. The coach says, I want you to go in and change the game. And he puts you in there. The moment, like many players, the moment you walk into that pitch, you forget about what the coach told you. Ah, you join the guys, you have fun. Pass it to me. By that time, the coach is pulling out his hair.
This coach is God, by the way, now, pulling out his hair in heaven. I'm not interested. The crowd is happy. The crowd is happy. But hey, you know what? There's something funny about crowds and fans. They will be excited when you're playing like that, but they will also hate you for not scoring. They want both. Oh, you're not hearing what I'm telling you. They want you to entertain them, but they also want goals. You can't have both. Often you have to choose. But fans, they want both. They want both. In this world, people have been graced with potentials. Potentials, they walk onto this field called the world to play. You see them making it in life, becoming important people, people of influence. But you know what they do? They think all this is for themselves. Why would God bless you ahead of others? Why? Ask yourself why. Why? Why you? No, because I was born. What? No, 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 no. Must be joking. You have been brought here to change the game. All the potential that you have is for you, the talent, the scoring abilities, the focus, the vision you have. All that is to change the game. There are many, many, many people in this world that depends on the direction that you will give them. But what happens is that people tend to focus on themselves in this world. As long as I have a better car, the focus is a better car, a better house, a better job, a better everything. For my family, for my what, for my what, for my what. Hey, do you know that you were before your family? Why is Monama everything in your life when you were something before you became Monama? Why the way you were packaged? This is nothing but packaging. Changes everything about you. No, I want to talk to somebody. I know Amen is gone, but I don't mind. I'm used to preaching like this. Are you here? Are you here? Amen. Why is everything? Why is everything? Why is everything now about you and no longer the purpose? It's everything. Everything is about the product and not the purpose. If everybody became that player, that super sub, you know super subs? That super sub that comes in here, you can see, comes into the game, and you can see this guy is on a mission. You can see him saying to those players, give me the ball. The moment he gets the ball, he goes, he scores. You can see he's not here for jokes. He's a super sub. But many people come into this world, they live it the same. Have you seen people, have you seen substitute of substitutes? Have you seen substitute of substitute? Somebody is substituted 5 minutes ago and is going out again. Because he made a mess of a game. Mess. They couldn't tolerate him beyond 5 minutes. Oh, some people, I can tell you, that's the reason why they leave this world early. Because they made no difference. They are substituted by other substitutes. Are you here? Are you here? When you are here in this world, you must know that you're on a mission. Hello? You're on a mission. Yes, we thank God for the place where you were born. Jesus Christ was sent into the world by God. Before he was formed in Mary's womb, he was with God. He was man sent with a purpose. To him, family was important, but it was not everything. Are you hearing me? You see, the reason why people don't care about others is simply because they think their life started when they were born. No, it didn't. It started before that time. And we are going to go full circle. We are going back to give an account of what we did with every potential that he was woven into our lives. Meticulously by the Creator. Creating the best called you. But many of us think it's our abilities. Think, wow, I worked hard. Hey, say neighbor, how many people work hard? I'm smart. How many people are smarter than you? I'm beautiful. How many people are more beautiful than you? I've seen more beautiful people who don't go for beauty contests. Do you agree with me? Yes. I've seen a lot of beautiful people who don't win beauty contests. Are you hearing me? It's not about that. It's not about that. It's about purpose. Hallelujah. You have been given this so that you can use it to change this world, not to benefit yourself. Self-centeredness, selfishness, egos, those are the ones that destroy people's lives. I want to make a name for myself. No, you are a team player. You are not going to try and shine here. You are a team player. Pass that ball. Say anybody, pass that ball. A lot of people in the world keeping the ball. Say never pass that ball. Many people have gone on to do whatever they want to do. They've forgotten the instructions of the codes. How can you be born and never ask why you are here? And you just continue with your life until you're old and then you die, you go. Why were you here in the first place? This place is not our home, in case you don't know. We have just visited to get some work done. How come we never ask what it is? And how can you even know if you don't know the coach? If you never asked, or if you're never introduced to the coach himself, God. If you don't know God, forget about living your purposes in the world. Forget it. It all starts with the coach. Listening to the coach and say, I'm sending you there with 1, 2, 3. When you are in there, do 1, 2, 3. Many of us, we get busy and it's important. I mean, even now, I'm busy with ministry. There are some things that I'm doing that the coach is not happy. So now and then I have to go check with the coach. I say, coach, how am I doing? Is this what you want? No, that's not what I don't know where did you even get such a thing? It's not part of what you should be doing. We look around and see what other ministries are doing and you want to do it. Hey, I never told you to go play here. This is Kaizer Chiefs, it's not Sundown Zoo. You can go do it in Sundowns. This is Kaizer Chiefs. That's what makes Kaizer Chiefs unique. Are you hearing what I'm telling you?
Hallelujah. So what do? We continue with our lives. One error after another error. Correcting errors. All the time. Trial and error. Let's see if this works. Let's see if this doesn't work. Let me try that. Hey, go back to the coach before it's too late. Let him tell you why you are here. And begin to refocus your life. Are you hearing me? We are all busy doing something in our lives right now. My question to you is, how are you playing? How are you playing? How long have you had that ball? How long have you had the attention to yourself? You know, some people once say, it's me and me alone. They love this being centers of attraction. You can't win that way. At some moment, at some point in time, we all have to have our time on the ball. There's time when spotlight must shift from one person to another. Otherwise, you'll suffer because you can never win alone. Let me tell you one of the reasons, problems we have. The reason why we have high walls to protect ourselves is because people want to just look after themselves. If we're all concerned about the guy who has got no opportunities in this world, who could become something, perhaps there will be no need for high walls. Pass the ball. Look at your neighbor. Pass the ball. Hallelujah. We all win. Our communities become better. Our societies become better. Our country becomes a better place. Because everybody is doing something. Stop saying these people are lazy. They are lazy. They are what? Hey, what have you done, Wena, to pass the ball? What have you done? Show us. This is how I try to pass the ball. They ignored it. Then you have a point. What is your contribution? Except saying, I work hard. We all work hard. Not everybody end up with millions. In fact, you don't work as hard as some of the people without money. There's a reason for your grace. Know the reason for your blessings. I'm done preaching. God bless you. Hallelujah. I want to pray with people here who say, I don't know the coach. I don't know. I'm just here. I'm just living my life, trying this, trying that, and it's a mess. It's a mess. I want to try God. I want to hear my maker. I want to know what ideas he had about my life. Amen? So I want to pray with people who say, I want Jesus. So I understand why I'm here and what I should be doing. Is there somebody says, yeah, I need Jesus? And those also joining us from all platforms, pray with me. Yes. Lift up your hand and let's pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, say thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to give my life to you. I know now I came into this world with a purpose. I never understood why I have so much grace. Grace for money, grace for contracts, grace for this, grace for that. I never understood why I have a talent like this, a gift like this, favor like this that other people don't have. I understand now that I am a product with a purpose. Help me, Lord. Restore my life. I want to be reunited with you. I want you to be my Lord and my Savior. I want to kickstart my life on a different footing. I pray, Lord, right now, come into my life, be my Lord and my Savior. Yes, I believe you have died for me. I believe that you are alive today. I come to you.
I repent from all my sins. Selfishness, self-centeredness, destructive egos. Forgive me, Lord. I pray that you'll receive me back into your house. In Jesus' name. I want to pray with those who say, in fact, I want all of us to stand on our feet right now. Say, Lord Jesus, I've gone about my business. I've done many things. I've been busy. I don't know how much of this business has anything to do with my reasons for my existence. I don't know. I've been up, I've been down. I've been back, I've been forward. I don't know. I don't know when you weigh my activities on the scale of heaven, how much they weigh. I've been a very busy person. I've made some progress in life. I have achievements. Academically, I've achieved. Socially, I've achieved. Economically, I've achieved. But I don't know if spiritually I have. Yes, I pray better. I know scriptures. I have fellowship with you. Maybe I can say I've grown spiritually. But I don't know if my activities in this life are benefiting others enough. I don't know. I don't know, Lord. Because that's the main reason why I'm here. To make a difference in the lives of others. I know that's where ultimate peace comes from. Lord Jesus, examine my life. I pray. Show me where I've gone wrong, where I did not play the ball, where I didn't pass the ball, where I've not made the team better. Team Heaven. Lord, show me where I'm making the body of Christ weak. Maybe it's in finances. Because you have appointed me to be the financier of the kingdom. But I'm keeping the ball. I don't know where I'm making the body of Christ weaker. Maybe I'm using my talents to make money. And that's all. It doesn't help anybody with anything except me making money. I don't know, Lord. I'm making this prayer in ignorance. Show me. Show me, Lord, where I'm wasting time, wasting talent, wasting graces, wasting gifts. Show me, Lord. I want to know where I've gone wrong. I can see I'm not happy sometimes. But yet I can see I'm making progress. Could it be I'm going the wrong way? Could it be I'm glorifying myself? Could it be I'm self-centered? Could it be I don't care about this? Lord, have mercy on me. Show me my weakness. Show me my faults. I pray. I want to be a better player. I want to change the game. I pray, Lord. I don't want to come here and live here and I have not made any difference. I don't want to be substituted early. No, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 We thank God. Let's clap hands for Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you blessed, Bazalwane? Are you blessed, Bazalwane? Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor. Let's stop making the coach frustrated. Let's stop frustrating him. He has faith in us as players to deliver. Let's make Team Heaven win. Glory to Jesus. Amen. Come on, give him a praise. Stand of praise.
Thank you for listening, family. There is a way for both international listeners and South Africans to give. For international listeners, please use our PayPal Me link, which you can find in our podcast description. For South Africans, please see our banking details in the description as well. Shalom.